Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion? It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Penelope Noir, a very happy new year to you. Happy 2019, the year of fashion.
Happy new year to you too.
The year of fashion.
Yeah. Why not?
No,
we've declared
like
it.
Why not?
It's already been declared the year of the old have. I don't know if you knew that. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so yeah.
Did you know that?
No, but I do now.
You do now. A year of the old have. Hashtag old have.
Is that something you're shooting for?
No.
Anyway, fashion.
Fashion. You've gone for all black again, I see.
That's so summery.
Same. Oh, Sarah's coming straight in with an all black too. Hi, haven't you, Sarah?
I've got all
Tess
black on
black,
too.
Black too.
Oh, give me just some more black.
Home of the goths, BFM.
Sort of a summertime goth.
Yeah, summer goth.
I tell you what, gothic can work through summer as an impressive goth. Adaptable. Oh, because gothic does not the makeup, the hair. I remember once there was a ripple of discontent went through the crowd at the BFM Summer Series when I mentioned on stage about just sort of great job the punks had done and how their hair was all standing up. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, the punks didn't think so. They thought I was taking the piss, and I was actually quite impressed.
Yeah.
That they managed to negotiate all the sticky uppy bits and the... It takes a lot of effort.
Keep that hair up during sweaty times.
Okay, I'm wearing shoes, and really I should be wearing jandals. I mean, this is the thing.
Really?
That's the extent.
That's the extent
of effort, as far as I can go this morning.
I've got some slippy ankle bracelets.
Oh, look at that.
Beachy.
Just beachy freewheeler. Says a lot. Read into what you've all said.
Sarah's coming to see my beach anklet.
What?
It's got crystals on it.
It's got crystals on it.
I got sucked in at the market at the beach.
Yeah, good call.
Thanks.
That's like me. Check out this massive big Jamaican knitted hat I've got. Sucked in at the beach.
Anyway.
Sigrid, thank God, somebody in a white shirt. Good morning.
We did have a topic.
Harrington somethings?
Yeah, Harrington jackets.
Harrington jackets. Summertime, yeah. Good time.
I was rewatching music documentaries over the holidays, including...
Any good ones?
Yeah, the BBC, The Story of Skinhead with Don Letts.
That's a mint documentary.
It's great, eh?
It was really good.
2015 that it came out, yeah. And you can watch it on YouTube, and I highly recommend it.
That's a really great... He does a great job in that documentary too, doesn't he?
He's really amazing because, I mean, you know, not a lot of people know the true origin of skinheads and the fact that it was actually highly influenced by the Jamaican immigrants post-World War II.
It's cool. The documentary really reclaims that.
Yeah, cool. And it kind of talks about, all the people growing up at the time and how they were heavily influenced by the music and how that kind of influenced a camaraderie with their black mates, and they loved the way the Jamaican people dressed because they were a lot sharper than, you know, what they were normally wearing. And so they ended up working together on the docks and things like that and adopting their dress sense. And part of that was a revival of the Ivy League kind of preppy look from the States, which was reintroduced by the Ivy Shop, which was, I think, in Richmond in London. A guy called John Simmons, he was the one that kind of like founded it in 1964. And the Harrington jacket had actually had a longer history. It was invented in Manchester in 1937 by John and Isaac Miller from a company called Barracuda. And it was originally a golfing jacket, which was kind of like...
Manchester, home of golf.
Yeah, yep. Which was kind of... Because they did rainwear for Burberry and things like that.
Right.
If you don't know what a Harrington jacket is, it's the one that has kind of like elasticated waistband and wristbands and a zip-up the front.
And like a collar.
It's got like a mandarin stand-up collar with two buttons, like button-up kind of thing. And it has Fraser tartan on the inside of it.
Fraser tartan?
Yeah, so basically...
What's Fraser tartan?
Well, golfing was kind of a...
golfing's a game of golf, yeah.
It was like for the wealthy kind of thing. Sure. So what they decided to do was to try and invigorate it reinforce the fact that it was kind of like an upper class kind of jacket. So they went to the head of the Fraser clan and asked permission for the Fraser tartan for the lining, which they got permission for. And so all the original Barracuda Harrington jackets have this Fraser tartan on the inside. But originally they were called a G9 jacket. And the reason they got the Harrington name was because John Simmons of the Ivy League shop was watching Peyton Place, and the character Rodney Harrington from Peyton Place always wore one. And so they used to say, they used to advertise it in the shop as the Rodney Harrington from Peyton Place jacket, and then it got abbreviated to Harrington. But if you, like, there was a competitor, American competitor called the Drizzler, and that was written...
The Drizzler!
Yeah, it was
the
worn Drizzler. By James Dean and Rebel Without a Cause.
Coming up in store this Friday, the Drizzler!
Yeah, so the red one. And then Elvis Presley wore one in 1958 in King Creole. I can't sleep this morning, I'm still asleep. Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
He wore one.
Basically all the cool cats.
All the cool cats in movies wore them. But yeah, I thought it was like quite interesting because I'd never thought about how skinhead was actually so, well, being a skinhead, they were so preppy dressed, you know, like because they wore, you know, cardigans and like, you know, inch thin braces and, you know, docks and turned up Levi's and stuff like that. But they the quintessential kind of item was the Barracuda Harrington, along with mods. They used to wear them as well. And lots of different other kind of sub-tribes and that sort of thing.
Hard to get nowadays?
No, you can still get them. Like I remember when I was a teenager, you could get them from Blue Beach around the back of the Civic. But I don't know if they were the originals.
Yeah.
I used to get like lace-up stovepipes from there when I was like
teenager. Fair enough, too.
Paisley shirts when I was going through that phase. But
What happened to that? Surely there's a store that does that.
Yeah, I'd say that, like, well, there's the Ben Sherman store, and Ben Sherman is, you know, is like a mod skinhead kind of label originally and has the button-down shirt. So there will be versions there. And
no, but I'm thinking more like the Blue Beat, which was the go-to.
Yeah, I don't
Gotham
know what
Emporium,
happened.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to them. But, yeah, no, lots of different designers now do Harrington's, but you still can get Grenfell, which is one of the original ones, and Barracuda ones, but they are expensive.
Super expensive.
Yeah.
Knockoffs? Can you get knockoffs?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the Harrington jacket. Penny, lovely to have you back on board. Any fashion directions you want to head this year? Anywhere you want to go that you want to sort of...
Oh, I think black all the way.
Okay, apart from that.
Big hats.
Big hats.
I say big.
Yeah,
bring
big
back,
hats.
Bring back I've massive
got a,
hats.
I've got a big... I'm ready to rock a massive hat at Laneway.
Yeah.
Just if you see just a hat walking around.
Yeah,
that's but a big, quite big portly hat.
Yeah.
That'll be just me.
Yeah, Stetson.
That was special with Penelope Noir. We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.